Any blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Mark 4, 30-32, the Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 4, verse 30-32. Again he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like, or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade." My theme for reflection is the power of small beginnings. The power of small beginnings. Never underestimate what God can do with a seed too small for human eyes. I think that must be a quote by somebody. But I was reminded of that when I read the story of Hannah More, an English writer and reformer who lived in the late 18th century. Born in rural Somerset, she began by gathering a few poor children from her village to teach them to read, write, and learn the Bible. Many thought it a wasted effort. Why teach farm children who would never read books or attend church regularly? But Hannah believed education could open not only minds, but hearts to God's grace. From that humble start, she helped establish Sunday schools and village schools across the West Country. Her influence spread far beyond Somerset. She became part of the Clapham sect, a group of Christian reformers that included William Wilberforce, who campaigned against slavery and for moral renewal in Britain. Today, historians say her quiet work in the villages helped lay the foundation for universal education in England. A single woman with a Bible and a few children, just a mustard seed, changed a nation. That is the same kind of story Jesus tells in Mark 4, 30-32. Looking out over Galilee's fields, he asked, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade." The mustard seed, a speck in your hand, was Jesus' way of telling his disciples that God's greatest work often begins in ways that seem insignificant. They expected a kingdom of grandeur and power, swords, thrones, and triumphs. Instead, Jesus offered a kingdom that began in a manger, grew among fishermen and outcasts, and would one day embrace the whole world. The problem then and now is that we tend to despise small beginnings. We prefer instant results and impressive scale. But the mustard seed reminds us that God measures greatness differently. The kingdom does not advance through human strength, but through divine life quietly growing where it is planted. Eugene Peterson once wrote that the kingdom of God begins with what is small, hidden, and obscure, but its growth is inexorable because God is the one who gives the increase. That is the heart of this parable. The hidden work of God transforming what seems insignificant into something unshakably alive. When Jesus first told this story, his audience was small, a handful of disciples and a few curious listeners. There were no cathedrals, no Christian universities, no global church. Yet today more than 2 billion people bear his name, from Bethlehem to Galilee, to Golgotha, from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth. The mustard seed has grown beyond imagination, and that growth continues. Every act of faith, every whispered prayer, Every gesture of kindness done in Christ's name is another seed of the kingdom taking root in the soil of human hearts. The beauty of God's work is that it does not depend on the size of the seed, but on the faithfulness of the sower. For those of us who feel small or overlooked, this parable is a quiet revolution. It tells us that God delights in using what the world dismisses. He took a shepherd boy and made him a king. He took a fisherman and made him an apostle. He took a crucified man and made him the hope of the world. So if your faith today feels like a mustard seed, frail, hidden, uncertain, take heart. That's all God needs to grow something eternal. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what small seed might God be asking you to plant today in faith, service, or compassion that could bless others in time? Number two, how might you learn to trust God's hidden work when you can't yet see the results? And now our practical exercise for the day. Find something small, a seed, a coin, even a pebble, and carry it with you today. Each time you touch it, whisper a prayer. Lord, take what seems small in my life and make it fruitful for your glory. Lord of the mustard seed, you turn the smallest beginnings into great and lasting works. Forgive us when we lose patience with your peace or doubt your power. Plant your kingdom deep within us, in our words, our homes, and our world, until faith becomes fruit and hope becomes shade for many, through Jesus Christ, who makes all things grow. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forever.